You're with SBS Radio.
I've always been an artist, but maybe the last 15, 20 years, I've decided to work more as an artist. And my main focus is on Gundoi, the cassowary in my area. And the art pieces I do is my main subject matter. That's why, because no one seems to be listening to the cassowary's plight, what's happening to him. And the only way I seem to be able to get people's attention is using art as a knowledge transfer system to reach a wider audience in the area, also internationally, and in the southern states of Australia.
The exhibition is a Girigung exhibition, the Girigung Aboriginal Art Centre, and quite a few artists are represented, but we are on Jiru country. Can you tell us a bit more about your country?
Jiru country is today what they call Mission Beach. It's nice, it's pretty, it's for us. It's hard because we know the real history of this place, and there never was a mission here. It was called the Hull River Settlement. And today it's a bit hard for our people to relate to some of the area when it comes to tourism, because everybody wants to hear all good stories and happy stories, except our story isn't a happy one for us. Today we only have 7 traditional owners living on country. Everyone else lives in Innisfail. Most of them are on Palm Island, and they've been there since 1918. We feel like we're not really part of this community here in Mission Beach. But there's room to change. Yeah.
Then for you, having the Girigung exhibition here at Mission Arts on Jiru country, what does that mean for you?
Hopefully it'll educate and give our culture and also some, like the cassowary, some more exposure around here. Because at the moment, a lot of people are doing research on him, but they're still getting killed by dogs and getting run over by cars, their chicks. And there's a lot of research, but it doesn't seem to fulfill anything on the ground or beside the road where he crosses. We'd like to see more work done on the ground. Perhaps maybe more speed cameras to slow the cars down. Everyone has little yellow diamond cassowary stickers on their cars, and they're usually the cars that are going really fast on the road. The locals seem to be more of a problem than the actual tourists. The tourists drive slow and look for him. And there's certain times of the day when it's like dangerous. Anywhere from say 6:30 to 7:30 in the morning when everyone's going to work. And later in the afternoon when people are coming back. There's only so much employment in our area, and a lot of people work in Cairns and have to leave here and come back. And some of them, or a lot of them, do it every day. So we have a lot of traffic on the road.
Then for the visitors who will come, what message do you think they will take with them?
From the exhibition? Hopefully, it may open their minds and their eyes so they can see that Aboriginal culture is more than didgeridoos and dots. And here in Mission Beach, we're rainforest Aboriginals. Our culture is like a wet culture. And it'll give them more exposure that all the Aboriginals are not the same. Here we're rainforests and saltwater. But a lot of the focus today and a lot of the stereotypes built over history have all been built a lot on dry country culture. And now we're just starting to get a lot of exposure now for rainforests. And our cultures are a lot different than the inland cultures. One thing that stands out, I think we're the only ones that use swords and shields, and they're wooden swords, when our people fight.
And some are included in that exhibition, in the Gerigung exhibition.
Yeah, my younger brother's made a few that will be exhibited here. And there's not, well, with Juru, there's only maybe two of us making swords. And me and my cousin, but he stopped, we were the only two still making stone axes. But other than us, there's no one else doing it.
Mm. Okay, thank you so much, Leonard.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I hope this interview educates some of the wider audience about Aborigines in Australia.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.